Kof-based Kislev, Sunday the 10th of December, by Joseph Perlman, on a Chanukah theme. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored, Lichvod Simchas HaNesuim of Shlomo Zaltzman and Katya Dembovsky. Mazel Tov.
Shalom Aleichem, and it's nice to be back for a very short while. And the theme is to deal with Inyone Chanukah. Obviously, it's very interesting to hear about the dreidel, but the main mitzvah of Chanukah is, of course, the lights. And the question which always arises is, why did Chazal, were they kaveya the mitzvah on these lights? If it was meant to represent what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, we should have all the halachas of the menorah. For example, there should have been seven each night. It should be Shemen Zayis Zoch, because only the first drops of the oil of the Zayis would be kosher. And also the Shiur would have had to be Chatzilug. It would have to go for the whole night. Now, it would be horribly expensive to get Chatzilug of Shemen Zayis Zoch. But then again, the question is, we should have got hold of a Kohen to deal with it, etc., etc. So quite clearly, sorry?
Golden
menorah. That's another interesting question. Why we use silver menorahs, not gold menorahs nowadays? That's a separate issue, but not for now. But good point. But the answer is obvious, that Chazal said you can't just copy the Beis HaMikdash, because, first of all, the Beis HaMikdash is for the Kohen Gadol, and it's in the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, they wanted to recognize the miracle. And you've got to make it as near as possible to what it was, but at the same time, that everybody should be able to be mekayim it. So what did they do? They said, you can use anything which is like oil. It doesn't have to be oil itself. It's got to be like, and it's got to be for presume nisa. You've got to be make the ness public knowledge. Everybody should know about it. We're not going to have a chatzilug for the whole night. It's good enough for the half an hour for the people are going on their from the shuk. They're going from the marketplace. They're coming home. Oh, it's Chanukah tonight, and they can see a light. So Chazal were not koveya a chatzilug. They were not koveya. It's got to have all the dinim of Shemen Zayis Zoch, etc. It's just got to be something which will be mefarsem es hanes. And they made it as wide as possible. And this, therefore, brings us to the shaila as to what oils you can use. There's a famous question about electricity and about gas. We're not going into that now. But this is all question. If it's just presume nisa, obviously it's got to be something which is unrecognizable. So it clearly wouldn't be any good just to switch electric light on. But on the other hand, if you had a special menorah made of with electricity or of gas, would that work or not? This is the shilas and the poskim, very, very fascinating shilas. However, it's mentioned that mitzvah min ha-muvcha is shemen zayis. That's the best, is the shemen zayis. Not shemen zayis zoch, just shemen zayis. That's the best possible thing that you can use. And the question is, why is it so good? If the whole thing is just to be fasten the ness, and we don't have to have all the dinim of the Chanukah light, why did they say that Shemen Zayis is the mitzvah min ha-muvcha? And there are many reasons for it. Obviously, the obvious reason is simply because oil is what they use in the Beis HaMikdash. It's true we don't have to use oil because you can be mefaras and nes in other ways, but nonetheless, if we can use what the same quality of material that they use in the Beis HaMikdash, that would be preferable. That's one answer. But there are many other answers too. The quality of oil is superb compared with other things. And it has lots and lots of messages. First of all, for example, we know that oil always comes to the top. When the oil is mixed with water, it separates from the water and it comes on top. Klal Yisrael want to be compared to the oil which rises to the top and it separates itself from the other problematic things that we have to deal with. Then, it's the oil, of course, is what's called solul. It's clear, and you have a very, very clear light. So we want to be mefarsem the nes with the clearest possible light that we can obtain, and olive oil is the clearest of all lights. Then, the other thing is that the oil it will not mix with other liquids. It'll always separate itself. We've already said it will come on top of water, but it always separates it, and it does not absorbed in other things. And therefore, this represents Klal Yisrael, that we have got to be separate from the other nations. It's also important because the oil is has many, many functions. You can use the light for light, but the shemen is a very, very useful material for all sorts of things. For example, you can eat shemen's eyes. You can do sicho, you can oil yourself, and you can use it for that, and you can warm yourself with it. It's got many, many functions. If you take, for example, a grape which is very piakofen, it's true that the grape tastes nice as soon as you take it off the tree, but you can't light things with it, you can't oil yourself with it, you can't clean with it. It's not like the shemen's eyes, which has got all these qualities. And because it's multifunctional, it therefore represents what Klal Yisrael should be doing. Moreover, the shemen zayis is something which will not come just like squeezing it, like you squeeze a grape, or you squeeze an apple and you get juice. It doesn't work like that. You've got to have lots and lots of work on it. And I once heard, I think I mentioned this before, but I mentioned it again, in the name of Rabbi David Halevim. He once said, why in the Mizmor do we say, what's going on here? If your wife is a grape, or she comes from a vine, how on earth is she going to have olives from the production? It sounds like Znos. What's going on here in this Mizmor, he says. He says, no, it's very simple. We want to compare the human being to the most appropriate fruit. The most appropriate fruit for a wife is to be like the grape, because the grape is ready for use immediately. You come there, you squeeze the grape, and immediately you've got sweet juice from it. That's what a wife is all about, ready for immediate hanor. However, when you deal with your children, the children have got a different quality. They're not going to be easy to handle. They've got to be beaten up sometimes. When they're beaten up, and you've got to, I don't mean physically necessarily, but they've got to be disciplined, and you've got to deal with things. And therefore, they are compared to the shemen's eyes, which only after a lot of hard work is able to have its proper function. So we see that the zayis needs a lot of work done to it, and therefore the shemen zayis represents Klal Yisrael. We've got to work upon ourselves. All these reasons make the shemen the mitzvah menamucha for the most appropriate liquid. Now, but there's more to it than that as well. We know that shemen is connected with Chanukah, like we just said, light. If you look at the word, the 25th word, not the 25th word, the 25th Masor, a journey in the Masor, that Klal Yisrael did in Parshas Maaseh, you'll find that the 25th one is Chashmona. Chashmona. That is Ches at the beginning, a Hey at the end, and Shemen's in the middle. So we see that Chashmona is the 25th Masor, which represents the 25th. Now, and it's also interesting, another interesting thing. This is a discovery. I don't remember where I discovered it, but I've elaborated on it. Everybody knows that the number representing Hanukkah is the number 8. That's well known, that because it's L'mala min ha-teva. Hanukkah starts with a ches. The Chech Hashmoina starts with a ches. That's Hanukkah, is the L'mala min ha-teva. It's compared with Sukkos, because it comes, the Shemen is mentioned in the Parshas Emor immediately after the Regolim, after Sukkos. You've got the old Inyonim of Shemen. What's it doing there? You would have expected it to be somewhere else. You would have expected it to be at the beginning of Vayikra, with the Beit Hamikdash. But all of a sudden, the Shemen turns up after Sukkos, which is a remnant of Chanukah. And we know that Chanukah is a continuation of the Inyonim of Sukkos, just as Sukkos it finishes the Shalosh Regolim. You start off with Pesach, which is physical. You then have Shavuos, which is completely ruchniistic. And then you come to Sukkos, which is a shiluv. It's a combination of ruchnius, because it's Yom Tov and Sukkos, and the Ritzu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. But it's also physical. We have to take physical items like the Schach and the Pesulis Goren V'Yakev, and you take these things and you make spirituality out of it. That's what Sukkos represents, making spiritual ruchnius out of Gashmias. And Chanukah is an extension of that. There's a day when we've got to make ruchnius out of Gashmias, and that's in fact the Maharal explains. That's why he answers the Beis Yosef's Kasha in that way, because the first day he says is the Milchama, and from the after the Milchama, that was the first miracle, and the other 7 days represent the miracle of the oil. That's one of the hundreds of terutzim that there are to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. But we see that there's a physicality which has to be exchanged for spirituality. The milchama, the physical battle, then transformed itself into a spirituality and ruchnistic event. And that's the idea, again, of the Shemen. That you can, the Shemen, which is physical, produces a light, which is a light of spirituality in Ruchnis. That's the idea here. Now, however, I have found that not only on Chanukah is there a number 8, there's another number which is mamish all over the place we find in Chanukah. You've just got to look for it. And that's the number 5. The number 5, now what's that got to do with the price of cheese, you might say? Chanukah 8, we don't understand. Where does 5 come into it, and why is 5 all over the place? First of all, let me show you where 5 occurs. First of all, there were 5 sons of Matisyahu, and each one has 5 letters to his name. Yehuda, Shimon, Yochanan, Yonasan, and Elozar. Well, each one's got 5 letters. Ah, mikra ba. There's no such thing as a mikra. The word letters mikra make rak me Hashem. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens by accident. I just recently, even the sedras, which were not from Sinai, they were drawn up just to divide things up, they also represent what happened in history. For example, just to give you one example, Parshas Vayechi, all of a sudden, it tells us about Rachel being buried in Bethlehem. And that's exactly the time when Oso Ish was born at Parshas Vayechi in the Kratzmuch time. So you see, Menashomayim, things come out like that. Miketz is all about Yosef. And Miketz is full of 5s. Yosef's life was all based on 5 when he came out from the prison. He made 5 yodas. He made 5 chalifas smolas. He divided Egypt into 5 departments. He gave the VAT in Egypt was 20% in those days for the Kayanim. He says, Hey Lochem Zera. Hey is 5. The hey. What letter did he give? Was he given by Gavriel when he had to come out from Egypt and learn the 70 languages at once? It says, Aegis be a hoisef somo. He got a hey. Why Davka the hey? Answer, because that was Yosef's number. Now, so we see, and Parshas Miketz is connected with Hanukkah, like I said before, that it always has the seder is relevant to what's going on, and the whole of Miketz is representative of Hanukkah. And in fact, the B'nai Yisachar says, why is it that Miketz is the only single seder which has a word count? Every seder in the Chumashim has, except one, has a posuk count. But we know that the Baalei Masorah did many. Different types of counts, and they definitely did a word count for every seder. So how is it that just by accident that it came out that Miketz is the only single seder which has not only a posuk count but a word count, if you look at most chumashim? And the answer, it says the B'nai Yisachar, is because the word count is 2025, and because 2000 is 8 times 250, that's 8 times Neir. That's the 8 Neiros, 8 Neir, plus 25, because the Hanukkah is on the 25th. Now, if you count the words in the case, and it's been done before, that we're 3 out. It's not 2020, it's 2022. And even if you want to say that Avreich is not one word, it's two words, you're still 2 words out. So, what's going on here? What's going on? You've got to account for words, which is the only sentence which has got such a count, and it's wrong. So the answer is because it wanted to show that this Sedra, Miketz, is connected with Hanukkah. It's 8 Neiros and 25. But again, going back to what I'm saying, you can see that Hanukkah is connected with the 25th, which is 5 squared. If you square something, that just emphasizes it. We know that Hanukkah took place on the 25th. Right? We know that the 25th Maso, we mentioned before, is Chashmainor, which is connected. That's a Ches at the beginning, Shemen in the middle, and a Hey at the end. So it seems to telling us, Hanukkah is 8, there's a 5, and there's Shemen in the middle. That's what it seems to be telling us. The 25th word of Chumash is Or. Oh, these are well-known things. So what's going on here? I was going to now tell you where 5 comes also elsewhere in Hanukkah where you wouldn't expect it. If you look at Al-Anissin, Vel-Apurkun, Vel-Agurus, Vel-Achubus, Vel-Achumus, 5 items. I'm not going according to Nusach Sfarad, because they are the Nechumus. We're going to Nusach Ashkenaz, and it's well known that Nusach Ashkenaz is far more attuned to numerology in Davening than Nusach Sfarad is. Nusach Sfarad has got its own, its own Kabbalah, and it's got its own inyonim, but you don't neglect our Nusach Ashkenaz, because Nusach Ashkenaz, when it comes to numbers, is far superior in many, many ways. And this is one of them. 5 in Al-Anissim. Now, if you go through further, it's probably easier if I just make sure I don't forget the points, because I've got them down here. We've got the... We've talked about the Chashmonoi and his 5 sons. Right? And then we've got 5 actions that Kosh Baruch did. V'atobarach amecha rabim. 1, amadito nebis rosom. 2, rav tos rivom. 3, dan tos dinom. 4, mekam tos nikmosom. 5, mosalto giborim et cetera. Kosh Baruch did 5 things. Why does it choose davka this? Answer, because it wanted to give us the number 5. Let's go further. Then it says, giborim biad chaloshim. Rabim biad miatim, Tumeim biad tohoirim, Rishoim biad tzadikim, Zaydim biad oskisar asecha, 5 yodas. In fact, Dan Fisher, Zichron of Rocha, used to say, the 5 yodas here are the same as the 5 yodas which happened in the Sedra. He mentioned that that's why it's yodas. But in fact, many people ask the Kasha, why do we need all these things? All right, Geburim Biad Chaloshim, I can understand, was a Ness. Rabim Biad Miatim is also a Ness. But why is Tamei Biad Tohirim a Ness? Why is a Torah any weaker than a Tamei? They're both human beings. A Torah can be a complete Gibur. There doesn't have to be anything. And also, Rishon Biad Tzadikim. Why is a Rosha more strong than a Tzadik? You could say he goes to boxing and he goes to exercises, but not necessarily. Because you're a Rosha doesn't mean you're stronger than a Tzadik. And similarly, what is Zaydin Biad Tzadik? What's it adding? Rishon Biad Tzadikim, Zaydin Biad Tzadik. It's the same thing. Elomai, the Mephoshim do give explanations as to why we have these things, but I'm saying, apart from that, the answer is it wanted to get to 5. Why it got these things? It's another question, but they wanted to have five items. So that's the next five. And then, we're not finished yet, what happened was, Klal Yisrael, in return, did five things. Not like Nisus Fadr, she's got certain extra things. We only have these five things. So the whole of Olenism is predicated upon the number five. Right. Mosut, there are basically five, it's written by a chap called Mordechai, which is five letters, and Chasev Zerar is added on afterwards, as you know. So it's actually a five-stanza thing, which we sing on Chanukah. It's not a mikra. There's a reason why this should be. Now, I also discovered something absolutely remarkable. I didn't discover it myself. Somebody mentioned that I should look at the Bar Ilan program, and I did so, and I found the following. If you take the letters Shin, Mem, Nun, right, there's only one occasion in the whole of Chumash that it is Rosh Tevos. Esakosov Shomati Mipnei Noksov. Shomati Mipnei Noksov Rosh Tevos Shemen. Well, that's also irrelevant to the Shomati Mipnei Noksov is a connection, it's talking about Mitzrayim, but the same thing happened to the Yevonim. But that's the only occasion when it occurs in Chumash in Rosh Tevos. But there are four more occasions in Tanakh. That makes a total of five. So there's five occasions in the whole of Tanakh where you've got Shemen as Rosh Tevos. So I thought I'd do Sofei Tevos and see what it comes out there. I looked at Sofei Tevos. There are eight in Chumash, which you can see five at the beginning and eight at the end. Normally it's the other way around. Chanukah is eight at the beginning and hay at the end. But you see the same thing, right? Five and eight. But in the whole of Tanakh, there's another 18. So you've got 26 occasions where you've got Sofei Tevos. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the five Shemen at the beginning, if you get it right at the beginning, you'll have your Shem at the end. You have Yud Kei Vav Kei at the end. It's a remes. But it's a beautiful idea that you've got the five and you've got the 26 in the case here. And what's going on here? In order to understand this, I forgot something else. I mentioned before that Yosef did everything in fives, and Chanukah is connected with five. I also found out that if you take the nistar of the word Shemen, that means Shin is Yud Nun, Mem is Mem, agreed? Nun is Vav Nun. It's 156! 156 is Yosef! So the Nistar of Shemen is the same gematria as Yosef. And where does Chanukah occur in Shas? It occurs in Shabbos. And Shabbos has got 156 daf. So we see connections. It's true, it's gematria and remes. But you can see connections between Chanukah and Yosef. What's going on here? The answer is from a Maharal. Again, the Maharal says, what is the Middah of Klal Yisrael? And he said that Bilam told us that Middah. When Bilam was the greatest Novi, even greater than Moshe in a way in Nevuah, although he used it for the wrong purposes and he was a Rosha. But it's in the Torah. And Bilam said, Hein am levodod yishkoin. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is Hein and they are bodod. What's Hein is five and 50. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is that they encompass the inyan of 5 and 50, and they are bodod. Now, bodod is not the same as galmud. Galmud means alone, on your own. Bodod means a group separate from outside. We here in this shul are bodod. We're not galmud. Each one's got chavayim. But this shul is bodod. It's separate from what's going on out there. Klal Yisrael have got to be separate from the goyim. Therefore, we're not allowed to have chasnas with the goyim. Not allowed to have bishulakum, etc. But at the same time, we've got to be in the center of things. And somebody once compared it to the electric light. The electric light gives light if it's in the center of the room. But if you don't cover the wires, it'll all explode, it'll burn, it won't be any good at all. So we've got to be like Chashmal, that means in the center, but covered up. So,
they say insulated.
But not isolated. That's excellent. Square. Insulated but not isolated. It was, I can't remember which one of the Magidim said this once. I can't remember which one. But anyhow, they insulated but not isolated. That's the middah of Klal Yisrael. We've got to be like that. And that's what Hanukkah represents. And that's the number 5. Because every other number to make a minion, to make the Kedusha of 10, has a Chava. 1 has 9, 2 has 8, 3 has 7, 4 has 6. 5 has only got itself. A Yid has to have another Yid in order to make the Kedusha. Now, Hain is 5 and 50 is the same thing, because 5, 50. My brother's blessing once told me that if you take the word in Shir HaShirim, Hinoch Yofo Rayosi, the beauty of Klal Yisrael, who's the Raya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's us. Our beauty is Hey, Nun, Final Chof. And the Gemara in Sukkah, and Rashi there, tells us that Final Chof is 500. So it's 5, 50, 500. That's our beauty, that we're in the center. And that's what the whole thing is representing here. So we've got to be 8, which is Lamala Minateva. But to get to the Lamala Minateva, you've got to use the number 5. Because the 5 represents the middah of being Bodod, and but being a light to the nations. So we therefore encapsulate both 5 and Hey. And that could also be why Chashmoino, Ches at the beginning, Hey at the end. Chanukah, Ches at the beginning, Hey at the end. It all connected together. The number is, and we know that Olam HaZeh was created with the letter Hey. But Hibborom, Behei Brom, or we say in Davniki, Bekor Hashem, Tzuloi Lamim, Bekor, says the Gemara Menachos, Yud is Olam Abo, Hey is Olam HaZeh, because Olamim. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu create more than one world, Olamim? Answer, because Olamim represents the Olam Abo as the Yud, and Olam HaZeh is the letter Hey. So therefore, the Hey is the what Yidden have got to be represented by, following the message of the Maharal.
What is the significance?
Sorry.
What is the significance of the Hay?
You said so. The Hay is the fact that it's in the centre of things, the centre of the letters. But at the same time, it's also more to it than that. Hay is the osis dalin yud, which means die. Die means a person's got to understand that he's got to have anova. Anova is the most important middah of all middahs. If you look at the Talmud of Avodah, it tells you that Moshe Hoya Anov Mikol Adam. Why is he described as by Ne'eman? Because he was an Abdi Ne'eman who, but he's also mentioned as Anov Mikol Adam. Why tell us that particularly? He had all sorts of middahs. Answer, because that is the most important middah. And that is Olam HaZeh again. That's also in the letter of Hey. It's connected with it. And Yosef was given that letter when he had to become the Melech. Because once you're a Melech, it's very difficult to just keep separate. And that's also why Yosef didn't go into Paro's palace. If you are appointed to be the leader of the whole nation, you want to go in with the king or the queen. If you're invited to live in the Buckingham Palace and run the whole country, you jump at it. Yosef didn't jump at it. He didn't want to be in Buckingham Palace or the equivalent Paro's Palace. He wanted to have his base Yosef. He had to have a separate house. Why did he have to have a separate house? Answer, because he didn't want to be involved in all the tumult which goes on there. He wanted his own kashrus, he wanted his own Yiddishkeit. I don't know whether he had his own minion at the time, but whatever happened was, he was separate from the earth. And that's what the Hay represents in the case of Yosef. And that's why it has Ades B'Yehosef. Could be that Ades B'Yehosef is 5 letters in his name again. Before he was just Yosef, now he has 5 letters in his name, and he's also got the letter Hey in his name. And that could be connected with, and that's why everything he did, he wanted to remind himself, I am Yosef, I've got to be a Yid. I've got to keep what my father taught me, I've got to keep Yiddishkeit. And that's what the Chanukah represents, and that's why Miketz is so bound up with Inyone Chanukah. In fact, there are remozim in Parshas Miketz to Chanukah. You've got, for example, Tvoach Tevach V'Hochein. Do you remember? The word Tevach V'Hochein is the Ches of Tevach. And V'Hochein gives you Chanukah. And if you take the gematria of Tvoach Tov, you've got 36. You work it out, you see. So on Chanukah we have 36 Neiros. And it's also the Leos of Yulad Lo. Leos of Yulad Lo. What do you mean Yulad Lo? Yul do Lo. Why, what's a Yul? There's Yulad. He had Lo. Lo is 36. That is, again, a remez that Yosef's children were Chanukah children, so to speak. They were brought up with Yiddishkeit. And that was, that even though they were in Golos, they were tzaddikim. And that's also a remez, by the way, to Terach Hochein. It's a good idea to have a Suda on Chanukah as well. That was no mitzvah. It's a remez from the Parshas Miketz. So we see again and again this connection between numerology about, and the special letter He and Chanukah. Now, how are we going?
Sorry?
Time's up.
Come on.
But if you want to know a connection between 5 and 8, there are others. For example, Yaakov Avinu called himself Avdecha 5 times when he spoke to Esav. And he called Esav Adoni 8 times. Why should that be? The answer, and as a result of that, there were 5... Roman kings, five Edomian kings, and there were 8 Melchomas, etc. Was it the right way around? There were eight Melochim, that's right, and 5 wars. So again, you see this connection between the number 5 and the number 8. You've got to apply it and work it out in all sorts of contexts. I mean, just another example that I noticed in the Haftarah of the week before last, Vayishlach, it starts with a Ches and ends with a He. Now it's also talking about Esav. It seems, it says Chazon Ovadia and it finishes off with a He. Again, you see this combination between the 8 and the 5, the Ches and the He, is connected with how we have got to relate to the Goyim. How we've got to do it, we've got to be Lamala Minateva. How do we get Lamala Minateva? We get there by means of using the Olam Hazeh properly, which is you use it for the Gashmiyustik of Olam Hazeh. It's got to represent itself in Ruchnis, and we've got to be in the center, and we've got to be separate. That is what Chanukah is all about. I'm sorry we've run out of time, but I think we've covered most of the points.
Okay.